Hello and welcome to today's Creative Shift podcast. Today on the podcast, I want to talk about what you do to celebrate success, however small. I think sometimes we can get so busy in business and so driven and goal-oriented that we can actually forget what it is we're doing this for. It might be that you are driven by a very strong social vision or social mission. It could be that you have a strong technological desire or urge to make something new or make something right or improve something. But whatever it is, it's very easy to get so intent on the chase that you forget what to do when you finally catch your goal. And my example for this is the old Warner Brothers cartoon, Wile E. Coyote and Beep Beep the Roadrunner. Now, I actually looked this up and I can only find one instance, but if you remember the cartoon, Wile E. Coyote, helped by the Acme company, would get a series of increasingly involved Heath Robinson-like contraptions that would try and make him catch up with and overtake or catch the little plucky roadrunner. He'd strap himself to rockets. He'd have a clever pivot that would allow a massive rock to fall in his way, but of course it would always end up crushing him. He, undeterred, would then find another, even more extreme version of a pit, a combustible, a bomb. There was always something to try and outfox or outstep or outwit little Beep Beep. But in one episode, he actually catches the Roadrunner. And in my memory, although I can't find this online, the moment is almost like something out of Beckett. It's quite surreal. They look at one another, then they look out towards the audience, blankly, and then look back at one another. And then Wile E. Coyote sets Beep Beep down, and they just start running again. And what I remember is that, actually, Wile E. Coyote is so obsessed with catching Roadrunner that he hasn't actually gotten round to figuring out what he'll do when he's caught Roadrunner. And it can be the same in business. You get so busy just trying to chase the next quarter, the next set of deliverables, the next idea, the next whatever hurdle, that when you get there, you forget to stop, to pause, and to celebrate. Or even stop, pause, and reflect on the stuff that didn't go so well. Learn the lessons from the failures. But actually, we do that a lot. We like to pick at all the things that went wrong, and we forget to celebrate all the things that went right. And I think it's a focus on success and celebration. That's not to say that you have to spend thousands of pounds on major fireworks displays the minute anybody does something pretty minor. But acknowledgement, marking a moment, taking a moment, congratulating on a job well done, acknowledging an effort well made, is intensely rewarding for employees and starts to put you back in touch with your goals and values and missions. Because if it's a success, presumably it takes you one step nearer that goal, one step nearer that mission or aim. So, next time you find yourself haring around like Wile E. Coyote, just check back and make sure you haven't missed something successful, something achieved, something well done that you can stop and celebrate. Thanks for listening to the Creative Shift podcast. Join us next time for more insight, conversation, and opinion. Bye.